Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the mix once again, Miami Central Rockets and head coach Roland Smith's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks for taking the time on this Monday evening to take part in our program.
No problem, Larry. I'm looking forward. I'm glad to be on the show with you guys. Looking forward to this upcoming season.
Coach, that is the key. Everybody, every day, you know, I get a call or, what about Miami Central? Look at the schedule they're playing. They're going to California. They're playing Bishop Gorman. They're going to play Booker T in Northwestern. They're going to be, I mean, but this is something that's not new to you. I mean, you've played Hoover and broke their streak in Alabama. You've gone to all these different places. You've gone to Gorman before. So this is just Miami Central football, and everybody's making a big deal of it. For you guys, it's just another season.
Just another season, Larry. You know, like you say, every year, you know, I try to put a national schedule out there for my guys because I'm always, you know, try to say my program is one of the best or the best in the nation. So in order to be the best, you got to play the best. And me and Coach Diego have been trying to play this game here against each other since three years ago. We were supposed to play them that year down here at Trav Powell. But they backed out, and now we had to get St. Francis. Again, we tried to play last year, but it didn't go through because of the COVID. And now I'm just fortunate enough this year to be able to go out there and play them this year in California and in the first game of the season. So I'm excited about it, and my kids are excited about it. My coach is excited about this game, and plus the rest of the schedule that we have in front of us.
You know, Coach, you take a look at this program, and these kids worked, I mean, through the adversity last year. You guys only got really, what, two and a half games, three games in the regular season? And then everything one and a half. And then all of a sudden it exploded into the playoffs. You know, you guys started getting better every year. Naples tested you, gave you a little bit of a test, and obviously gave you an opportunity to make another run and defend your state title. You did, and off of that team, a lot of kids come back with that type of attitude, a positive attitude. Talk about what that means to have leadership in your senior class, because I think you've had that basically every year you've been there.
Yes, because we're not afraid to play young guys in our program. You're a young guy, and you play to the elite status of a senior, you want to play. You know, our job is to put the best football players on the football field. Last year was a sophomore quarterback in the first year in our system, you know, Kewan Jenkins. A lot of people knew about him when he played since eighth or ninth grade, you know, in high school ball. But, you know, he still was kind of a little raw in our system. But like you say, we only played one and a half games. We played a whole game against Northwestern, lost that 21-14. And then we played a half against Miami Edison and beat them, was up 14-0 to the lightning delay. And then we had the postseason where we had two games that was canceled because one team had COVID and one team decided they didn't want to play us. They felt like, you know, they wasn't going to be competitive against us. And I was trying to get games to get us ready for the season because I knew how important it was for him and some of my younger guys to get some game experience up under their belt in our offense. And like you say, Naples was fell behind, and we had to come back to beat them. And after that game, we started clicking and we started rolling. I just want to take my hats off to myself, my coaches, and the kids for doing a tremendous job. We only had 2 weeks to get prepared for last season, and we jumped out the gate playing our arch rival. So I got to commend my staff for the job they did for trying to, you know, for that shortened season and getting our kids ready to play so in order for us to win back-to-back state championship.
And, you know, off of that team, too, you had a lot of kids that got you there, the seniors like Big Baby, who's now at University of Miami, and we saw him the other night. Players who were in that senior class who really stepped up and took a lot of those. And you even said, like guys like Wesley Bissaint, who's probably been a leader since his sophomore year, and here he comes up on a senior year, he's going to be one of those go-to guys. This year, you're going to obviously need a lot of seniors because you have a lot of young kids around you, some new kids to the program. You said Kiwan Jenkins, who I think right now is as good as any quarterback. He sees the field. He's got a really good arm. Your offensive line's always going to provide the protection. You got a really good running game. Offensively, you guys are going to – I see you clicking on all cylinders. Defensively, what is it going to take? Because you got some new faces. You got all the people in place. Just takes a game or so to get everybody on the same page?
Well, we don't have time, Larry, to wait for a game to be on the same page. We have practice. Every day we go out to practice, we have to be on the same page.
Right.
You know, we have to do what the coaches have to make sure those kids get up to par to, you know, central standard. And knowing our defensive scheme inside out, my defensive coordinator, Coach Jubert, Dale, Joseph, and the rest of those guys on defense, Jamal, Sheffield, D-line coach, and Coach Pete, you know, Anthony's my linebacker coach. They do a tremendous job along with myself and my staff trying to make sure these kids know what they're supposed to be doing. We have meetings with them, and we go in the field with them and let them know and go over it with them on the football field as well. So I'm excited about, you know, my team. You know, I'm excited about the new pieces, but, you know, we still got to put it all together. You know, you don't win games on rankings and stuff. You got to go out and play because we play some teams that had some stars and a lot of stars out there. We went up there and went out to town and upset some teams that had more stars than us. So it's about what team is playing the best ball at the right time. And if we can get these kids to buy in and do it, you know, get into that bonsai scheme, I think we should be pretty good on defense side of the ball as well as offense side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, I know what you got. And I see even your special teams, Jaden John, I watched him the other day at a special teams event, and strong leg. I mean, you know. I mean, I don't have to tell you that kid's a great athlete. So you guys are going on all cylinders. You're working hard, and obviously this is a really challenging year. I mean, this is I think this is one of the toughest schedules that you've put together to open the season with in a long. Usually, have one real good team, and then you'll have Northwestern. But here you put like four pretty good teams right in a row. But I know you like that. I know that's what you were in this for, and I appreciate you, man. And thanks so much for making time for us tonight. And you know we'll be everywhere we can be to watch you.
Larry, I appreciate everything you do for high school sports. Thanks for having me on. And go Rockies.
Good stuff. Roland Smith, head coach at Miami Central, joining us. And I'll tell you, I mean, you got to figure, guys, seven state champions. I mean, you know, it's Traz Powell Stadium, but one day it's going to be Roland Smith Field. I mean, because he, look at, what is he, 50? I mean, he's got a long way to go. I mean, this guy could pick up state titles. I mean, he does, and he surrounds himself with great people too. The coaches are tremendous. His administration has always been supportive of him, and that's how you do it. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.